Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 18, 1805. Wind detains the corps. The wind is so bad at this time that it's keeping the corps from proceeding on, forcing them to camp for two more days. Captain Lewis writes about his activities and, as usual, describes the river, plants, and animals in the area.
After breakfast this morning, Captain Clark walked on starboard shore while the party was ascending by means of their tow line. I walked with them on the bank, found a species of pea bearing a yellow flower and now in bloom. It seldom rises more than 6 inches high, and the leaf and stalk resemble a common garden pea. I saw several parcels of buffalo's hair hanging on the rose bushes, which had been bleached by the exposure to the weather and became perfectly white. It's every appearance of wool of the sheep, though much finer and more silky and soft. I am confident that an excellent cloth may be made of the wool of the buffalo. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 18, 1805.
The pea Lewis saw was the golden pea, Thermopolis rhombifolia. Lewis always considers the commercial value of things he observes. By describing the buffalo hair as finer and more silky than sheep's wool, he's assessing its potential value as weaving fiber. Capturing and shearing buffalo was too much of a problem, and picking hair from rose bushes or later barbed wire would not have been cost-effective. The whole hide, tanned with the hair still on, however, was a valuable commercial commodity. Tomorrow, detained another day.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.